probably just like to see more continuity within the group. Execution, I think, always looking for execution. And we still have a lot of competition going on. We got to make some decisions, some difficult decisions on the bottom end of the roster. So there'll be a big evaluation part there.
How far are you from being consistent in the running?
We're ways. I mean, it's an ongoing process, and certainly there are a lot of things that we can do better. But we've, within the entire offensive group, really, it's still a growth process. A lot of players in their first year in the system, and they're all in the first year in the system, with the exception of Wisniewski. So there's some things that we know that we need to work on, and we'll get better at, and we'll continue to work on it.
Internally, have you guys discussed numbers for certain positions?
Yeah, I mean, we've had those conversations, certainly with the personnel side and Dave and Gus, and we continue to have those conversations as we're moving forward here through the week.
They always say the run game is the last thing to come. Why is that in general?
For me, and as an offensive staff, you know, we just felt like there's so much timing involved in the passing game. There's so much more involved in the passing game in terms of protections and blitz pickups and the different formation things that you're doing in the passing game. And certainly for Blake's development as a passer, that was a big priority for us. And we obviously will make a huge commitment to running the football. But I think during this time and this part of the process for Blake's development, it was more about making him feel comfortable with the passing game and where we're at there.
Greg, what did you think of TJ the other night?
You know, we got 8 carries, and that was our goal going in. And he did some good things, but you know, it was his first experience as an NFL player, and I think he'd be the first guy to say that, you know, he'll get better as he goes along and continues to play. So we're happy with his, you know, growth and development so far.
Do you like his catch and how he can make a difference?
Like the catch on the third down was a big catch, and he made somebody miss him on the sideline. So those are things that we, you know, he's comfortable doing, and we're comfortable doing with him.
Greg, could you prepare a little bit for what you've seen of last year's tape this year in preseason on the potential flinch throws? It seems like Blake is doing better on those, where you feel pressure at the last second, but your mechanics hold up and you still complete the ball.
Yeah, I think, you know, he has real good instincts, I think, and we see a little bit of that, his instincts of getting the ball out. And again, it's his first year in the system, so we do believe there's a learning curve that's taking place right now. He'll continue to get better with that, but he has good instincts in the pocket, and that was, I think, something that we recognized when we came as an offensive staff, that last year he did some really good things in the pocket as far as the ability to take off and run, but also, you know, some of those flinch throws. Now, the mechanics part of it has been cleaned up. We think he's got a quicker release, a tighter release, and he's continually getting better with that.
Do you have a feel for what Marquise Lee can do yet?
You know, he's like the albino tiger at the zoo. You know, if you get there and you're lucky enough to get him to come out of the cave and see him, you know, it's a good day. So I've only seen him 3 times, you know, since I've been here. And those 3 days, he was very impressive, but it's only been out 3 days. So we're hoping that we can get him healthy and see a little bit more of him.
How do you go forward? Do you just think, well, you just feel like he won't be there?
Yeah. I mean, that's the plan a little bit. And, you know, and that's part of it. You know, injuries are part of the NFL, and you've got to be able to adapt to the personnel that you have. So we're certainly hoping to get him back and hoping to get him healthy, because we do believe he could be a big part of what we want to do going forward.
What kind of camp
is Mercedes at? He's had a great camp. You know, I think he's in a great place both mentally and physically. I think his, and you know, he would speak more on that behalf, but I think he's real comfortable right now. I think he likes the way his body feels right now, and he's playing real confident and playing with a lot of swagger right now and confidence. So we're good to see that.
Thursday's game will give you an opportunity to get some reps, more extended reps, maybe for some younger guys. Can you talk about Koyak and AJ Cann, how they're sort of coming along for you?
Yeah, we've been happy with their development, and really with a lot of the rookies. But those two guys that really throw themselves in the mix a little bit, and there's competition. The nice thing is, you know, we had some early cuts this week. We had 6 players offensively that we let go, and yet we still feel like there's great competition going on in the offensive line, the wide receiver position, and that'll help us all get better.
What do you want to see out of AJ? What's he doing well? Maybe what's something he needs to pick up?
I just think his overall understanding of the offense. He is a real physical player. He's had a number of knockdowns, may lead that front right now in terms of knockdowns at the line of scrimmage. So we're happy with the physicality that he plays with, but just his overall understanding, I think he can continue to get better, and will continue to get better.
Walters and Washington kind of fight for that fifth receiver spot. What do you like about both of those guys, and what do you want to see this week?
You know, Brian is obviously he's an older player in the league, a little bit more of a veteran presence, and there's a comfort level there because of he's seen a lot of things. So he's very, very comfortable at reacting to different coverages, very steady. There's a lot of, with the quarterbacks, I think that there's a lot of comfort there level with them. And yet, Tony's got just a great explosiveness. We said it as a staff when we first started this thing. We thought he might be one of the best route runners that we have in that group. And so he's just got to, again, display some more consistency in what he's doing. But it's a great competition. They both have been playing very well. So we're eager to see how that plays out.
Two more guys.
Blake's ability to grasp the offense and have it translate. Has he done that quicker than you anticipated?
We've been, I don't say pleasantly surprised. We're real happy with where he's at right now, too. There's certainly a lot of things that he can do better, and we see him doing better in the future with more experience. But I would say right now he's probably a little bit ahead of where we thought he would be at this point, and that's encouraging.
How ideal is it to have a backup quarterback like Chad Henne?
It's been great. Again, he's a great sounding board for Blake. He's a good sounding board for me. And that's what you're looking for. He's also been certainly helped Blake out last year as a rookie in terms of preparation, and he's continuing to do that and be a good mentor for Blake. So we like that, what he brings there. And also, there's a comforting factor as a coaching staff that we know we've got a guy that's had some experience in the league and experience as a starter and has played a lot. So that's a comforting factor as well for us as a coaching staff.